You're with SBS Radio.
Before we go through this interview, I'll ask you to introduce yourself to our listeners, Chloe.
My name's Chloe. I am a Victorian paramedic. I'm a very proud Wiradjuri woman, and my tribe are all from kind of central New South Wales. I have been working down here in Victoria with Ambulance Victoria for about 18 months now, and I'm working mainly in southeast of Melbourne, so from the city right out to the outskirts of the southeast up to kind of meeting the border of Gippsland up that way. I've been, on road for 18 months. I've been qualified for 6 months now and absolutely loving it.
You said you're from New South Wales, and now we're in a very typical, different situation from the normal, where we've just closed borders between Victoria and New South Wales. Does it affect you, your relationship with your family? Are they all in one place? Can you still see each other, or is it just all virtual now?
It's pretty much all virtual at the moment. I've got my immediate family here in Melbourne, but my grandparents and all of my cousins and all that are back still in New South Wales. So like most people, we're, having some video conferencing and, trying to keep up some FaceTime and try and keep our virtual connection going during this time. But it's definitely been tricky. And I think that's probably one of the biggest adjustments for everyone at the moment is, we are such a connected community. And so trying to find a new norm and, look out for each other and making sure that we're still checking in, but being connected it's a difficult new adjustment, but it's definitely doable with technology these days. We're very lucky.
Technology is allowing that to happen. I'm lucky to just be able to stay in contact, FaceTime, Zoom. We're doing this interview via Zoom. Normally it would have been through a phone call or even maybe a face-to-face interaction in a studio, but now we have to do this in a virtual reality sense, yeah. But as a paramedic, has this situation changed a lot, the way you approach your work? What has it changed to your day-to-day operations?
Obviously, our standard of work, all the things that we're doing, heart attacks and strokes and all of those things hasn't changed. But like everyone, our standard practice in terms of definitely a lot more cleaning of our trucks and the use of protective equipment and the approach that we have to patients, you'll find that we're definitely asking some more questions at the moment. Have you been in contact with anyone? Are you showing any signs or symptoms of potentially having been infected with the coronavirus? I think in terms of that, there's been a few more things that have been added to our practice, but our fundamentals have stayed the same. Being able to, treat a patient and go in and provide care is definitely all the same. It's just a matter of implementing a few little things that are going to make sure that you guys are safe and that we're safe as well.
It's a situation where in Victoria we're in really deep crisis. Before we go through some specifics of Victoria, give us an idea of the area you cover geographically. So you said southwest zone, but just name one or two suburbs maybe just to give it a little bit more context.
So we kind of, you're stationed specifically out of an area and then we kind of move around as required in the community. So I kind of more so start within the kind of Dandenong region and work further out from there. So we go out to kind of Pakenham and then further out the other way back in towards the city and then as far down as Frankston and down the coast that way. So it just depends where we're required. We're pretty mobile with the ambulance, so we can move wherever the jobs and are needing us, but we are stationed out of one specific spot, but we cover everything.
In this area, what we have witnessed in the last few days, which is really troublesome, besides the lockdown, the hard lockdown last weekend of residential towers, where there were 12 actually Aboriginal families among the residents of those residential towers. How do you see this affecting, hitting home virtually as a paramedic community member?
As everyone in community is struggling at the moment, that disconnection and seeing how, everyone's really struggling with the isolation and going back in, it's super important that we, as much as this is difficult, that we're following, government's guidelines, and our people specifically are at risk, unfortunately, of becoming critically unwell with this coronavirus due to our high rates of chronic illness, such as heart disease and diabetes and respiratory conditions. So it's really important that we look after ourselves and our mob, because we are vulnerable in this time, just like any other time. We need to really make sure that we're taking care of ourselves.
What advice would you give to mob? Because everyone seems to have a different approach in the community. The messages sometimes don't seem to get through. I can just see in the reports that some people are refusing tests and others bemoaning being locked down. And the message, well, work needs to be done on that sense.
Look, I think the government is really trying to get the message out there. But I think, you know, for the part of the members of our mob that are listening to the news and are aware of the restrictions, obviously we've just had the stage three restrictions be reintroduced in metropolitan Melbourne and into the Mitchell Shire, you know, really making sure that your mob's aware of all of those things. And I guess the messages that we're trying to get out as a government organisation and as Ambulance Victoria in a whole is, you know, if you need to leave the house, making sure that you are keeping your 1.5 metre distance if you can from people. I think the recommendation this week was if you can't keep your 1.5 metre distance, you know, pop a mask on and try and protect yourself and protect others. And then I guess one of the other key things is washing your hands. That's a big factor. 20 seconds with some soap before and after you leave the house. Soap is one of the biggest killers of this virus at the moment. So a good 20 seconds of, you know, a hand wash can make all the impact there. And then, you know, making sure that if you are displaying any symptoms, so you've got a cough or a sore throat or a runny nose, any shortness of breath, one of the funny things is a bit of a loss of taste or smell. If you've got any of those symptoms, you or your family that you're living with, that you stay at home, you isolate yourselves, you can get in contact with, you know, onto the DHHS website to look at your symptoms. You can go to your local COVID testing clinic to be tested, get in contact with the VACHO or your local VARS. There's free testing across the state, and it's super important that if there's any symptoms that you're showing that we get in contact with you and get a swab done so that we can try and get on top of this. Because if we can all do the right thing and try and get tested and isolate when we need to, then the quicker we'll hopefully get on top of this and we'll be able to get through it together.
One thing as a paramedic, you get to travel around and see different socioeconomic conditions, you see different residential settings and all that. Have you seen any difference in approaches in less dense populated areas compared to areas as dense as the CBD, or the approaches, just your observation as a paramedic?
Yeah, look, the approach has been fairly similar. Everyone is trying. It's, you know, it's, as I was saying before, it's so foreign to us, this, you know, staying apart. We're such a connected kind of culture and community, and especially, you know, our mob, we love, you know, love spending time with each other, being with each other. And so I think it's a statewide thing that we're having. Everyone's kind of struggling to keep their distance and keep their boundaries, but hopefully 6 weeks is not long. And if we can keep it together for that amount of time and stay apart and wash our hands and, you know, do our part to try and contribute to it, then we should be on the road to getting back to somewhat what we were before.
Yeah, some kind of normality, but it will be different because of this thing. I think the normal will be washing all the time, washing your hands, and new hygiene, principles will be permanent, I think.
I think you're not wrong. I think, you know, our new step from here forward will be, you know, very different to what it was before, but I think that doesn't take away from, you know, our fundamentals of our culture that we share and the community, sense of community that we have. And it's so important that you remain connected to the people that you love. Check in with everyone. It's a hard time for some of our people. Mental health is a big struggle. You know, making sure that you, even if you, you know, you FaceTime your loved ones or play a game of Uno over Zoom or something like that, making sure that you're really staying connected with the people around you is really important.
Culturally appropriate services, do we have enough, or what would be the ones you'd recommend to address, because not everyone will go in the mainstream? What are the culturally appropriate services available for mom?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, if you're not feeling comfortable to go to your local COVID testing clinic, the VARS clinics and your local ATCHOs and all that have free testing available for you to go and be tested there if you're experiencing any symptoms or you feel like you've been in contact with anyone. And there is lots of them across the state. I'm sure most of the mums have been connected with their local clinics somehow, but they have all got free testing available there. So please feel free to make the most of those. They're there to support you, absolutely. If you've got questions or queries, they're there to answer those as well.
Now, I know I've taken a lot of your time. Before I let you go, would you have a message for Mob and the general community out there as a professional working on the field? You're the soldiers on the front line of this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the biggest message that we're wanting to get out to the public is that we're still here and we're still operational. We are doing everything we can to protect you guys and to protect ourselves. Ambulance and hospitals are a very safe place at the moment. We are taking every precaution to make sure, you know, that you are staying safe. And please, if you've got any issues, don't hesitate to call 000. You know, time is critical in instances of heart attacks and strokes and all of those things. You can call 000, and if it's, you know, even if it's just something that you need to check in with, we've always got a secondary triage service that we can put you through to that can answer your questions if you need to, if you're concerned about something. But, you know, making sure that you are still being in contact with your local health service and staying well as respecting all of the rules that have been put in place for the moment is really important. But we are here to support you, and definitely don't hesitate to call us if you need.
Chloe Anderson, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.